hands up in the air. I know I can count on you.
Now, you are listening to Dubai Eye 103.8. It is the very first day of Design Days Dubai, and we are very fortunate to have in the studio with me Ru Kothari, editor of Harper's Bazaar Interiors Arabia. Ru, thank you very much for being here.
My pleasure. I've enjoyed it.
It has been awesome to have you, and we are now extremely fortunate to have the company of Khalid Shafir, the Emirati designer. But Khalid, let's just go back to your background. You studied business. You graduated at the American University in Dubai, and then you decided to go to interiors in New Zealand. Tell us a little bit about your design path, how you got there.
Okay, thank you for introducing me in that way. But let me take you maybe a bit in the old days in school time, because my journey with design started at that stage where I took my degree in business, but I took my degree as well in interior design. That was in 2005. But in Dubai, when you get into the corporate world, I think you just get along with that for long, and you don't know when is that shift will happen. It was my personal and professional goal to be in design in the long term. And I think 2009, end of 2009, was the exit for me from the corporate world, and this is where I decided to move to New Zealand, mainly to study furniture making, so to do a professional course there. I did a couple of courses before that in London and Central Saint Martin to kind of confirm my passion of design and the way I want to pursue my career in the future. So I spent a full year doing the cabinet making, or let's say the furniture making course in New Zealand, and the second year in New Zealand as well, I was exploring the market of design internationally and then compare it with market of design locally here in Dubai and the region as well.
Mm-hmm. And how did you come about going to New Zealand? Like, how did this guy with an Emirati background, American University, how did you get to New Zealand?
I think New Zealand was in the search, but I think it was a trip I did in 2009 to Auckland for 3 days. It was just a leisure trip. But when I did the search for a woodworking course, I think I could find a couple of schools in England and in the States and in New Zealand, yet the time frame was the best suitable, mm-hmm. the one in New Zealand, because mm-hmm. I just quit. I can't stay for a month doing nothing. Mm-hmm. So the time of New Zealand, or the course in New Zealand, just to start immediately the time I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how did you find that time, 12 months in New Zealand?
You see, I think the New Zealand trip, you see, it's definitely it was a shocking factor for me, coming from part of Dubai, as you all guys living here, and you know that lifestyle in Dubai is totally different. And in New Zealand, I didn't move to Auckland, for example, as a different mm-hmm. city. I moved to a very little town, small town called Nelson, and that's in the South Island, which is really, really small town. And so as a lifestyle, that was a shocking factor, even as an experience, because we never have a physical courses here. We usually have the education, the classroom courses. So that was a total shock. But I think I got adapted to this environment and to this, because whenever you have the passion in your back, it's always pushing you to do things. Mm-hmm. And this is what just kept me going, knowing that after 1 year, I'll be able to do a lot of things, and a lot of things I always dreamt of. So I think that was the passion behind everything here.
Khalid, I know we spoke probably about 2 months ago, and you were telling me about your involvement with Design Days Dubai and telling me about your journey to New Zealand. And I think you were saying to me that, you know, where you live and your cultural background gives you such a unique perspective, because, of course, you know, you're from the Middle East, but you're living in New Zealand, which is, you know, quite literally the other side of the world. And you're journeying to different shows, you know, in Tokyo or Milan or, you know, Istanbul. And it gives you this incredibly unique perspective. I know very few Emirati product designers, if there are any at all, but certainly none with your perspective.
I think, yeah, exactly. As well as you say that, I think it's that experience which first of all opened my horizon in terms of how the different part of the world is dealing with design, what kind of design movement is happening from this side to the other side. And I think I was fortunate enough to have all these movements or these exhibitions that I participated in, from Japan to Milan to Berlin. It was really a wide perspective to see what's going on, what's the latest trend. We have our patrons this year in the designs as well, talking about trends, forecasting for designs. And I think I have seen those. I have seen how movement's going. Maybe we don't have the capabilities in-house here to match them or to follow them, but at least we got the knowledge that will give us even a wider perspective on what to design for the future. What can we serve the market with or cater with that?
Okay, well, why, how would you describe or define what you create?
You see, I always say they are kind of a revival of, like, the in terms of the style, like, sometimes they got this 50s, 60s, 70s avant-garde style, but I always try to have that twist on them or have something a bit unique or tell a story about it. Now, I always believe the aesthetic side of my object is the story behind them more than only the look or the aesthetic physical appearance of that. Mm-hmm. So it's always like every piece of mine, and this is how I position my brand as well, which is the positioning line says Telltale Objects, and which says, like, these are objects with stories. So every single piece of Khalid Shafar has a story behind it. Either it's a real story in my life or a personal childhood memory or maybe a material experimentation or experience I just faced.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But we've been talking a lot about function and form. How, you know, are you comfortable when you come to the Dubai Design Days that people can come along and just sit on your chairs or feel things?
I was very shocked yesterday, and I have to tell you, I have been talking to a lot of my friends and colleagues and gallerists as well, in terms of the amount of excitement and the amount of pieces I have seen. Like, we have been looking at 400 pieces over there, and I just conclude to say, like, you know, guys, I think my pieces that on display and designs are so conservative and compared to what I have seen, because I am really, really willing to maybe in the next edition of Designs to go just more courageous in terms of the style of design, because the pieces are so bold. There is a bold statement in design, and I think that came from a demand. So there is a demand in that market or in the market in general of the limited edition collectible items to be bold statements, to be very unique but I think from our culture approach, we always tend to go a bit safer on the safe side or on the conservative side somehow. So for me, so far, I'm still in that conservative side, but I'm promising to be a bit daring in the next edition.
Okay, I guess so. Would you mind if when I come along and have a look at some of your pieces that I put my tush in your chair?
That's what I'm definitely can. I will tell you one thing. I mean, this is what I'm saying. I think I am more into the functional and I always design, like, I prefer functional design. And this is where I design things that you can use. It's practical items. But what I'm seeing in designs as well, because they are collectible, they are limited edition, so they are not totally functional. Some of them are functional. Some of them are designed for art, as we call them. So they are more aesthetic objects that we use. I want to go even daring on that direction for that particular show. I would tend to keep going with functional design for my usual releases, but in particular unique opportunities, I would like, I think, to experience my potential and how I can go further.
Mm-hmm. I guess my next question is what about the regional influences that you have? Is your work typical of any heritage?
I tend to enforce that or to impose that in the 2012 collection, and this is what I have done because I wanted to. I think the trip to New Zealand had made me so much hungry to my culture, to my heritage, to discover it more and to get attached to it more. And this is what I wanted to expose in my 2012 collection. So you can see there's a clear line of cultural influences in my collection, although there is the edgy, the contemporary line in that. Mm-hmm. And I could test that market and how their reaction towards it, internationally and even locally. And I can say there is a good perception, a good feedback about the cultural line, because it's not pure cultural or heritage. It's cultural with a contemporary twist, which people prefer to use.
I just find that fascinating that the trip to New Zealand has brought you closer to your roots and to your heritage to show you what you have here. I think that's fascinating. So as far as, you know, you say it's for creating design and there's all these different regional influences, but mainly here in the UAE, how has the marketplace being here receptive to your work?
You see, that's very tricky for all designers, not only local designers, because we always say we are fortunate to have a very cosmopolitan market here. And this means that we have not the challenge, but we have that potential to create or to cater for different tastes, for different potential here. We don't, when we say there's a local market or local audience, doesn't mean we have to cater them with a local product or local taste. We sometimes they are looking for more unique contemporary ones. And when we have some expats or let's say an international audience, they are more looking to discover exotic items, and this is where we tend to go to the local. So I think the market here is open for us. We can cater for a lot of tastes, and it's good because that means we are not going to go into a routine or a certain style. That means that the designer will have to experience potential in different direction and different styles, and will let the market to judge on that.
Okay. Well, we have come to the end of the program. Khaled Shafer, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
And you're exhibiting, you've got a booth down there.
Actually, yes. I have two pieces on display with the Karawan Gallery, which is booth A17. So I wish the audience would be visiting us tonight.
Excellent. Well, all the very best for that. And thank you very much for coming in, because I know you were out on a boat and you've done everything. So we really appreciate you making it in.
Thank you.
Okay. And Ruth, thank you so much for being here and having all of your wonderful insights.
My pleasure.
You are busy though tonight, right?
I am. We have an event tonight, so I'm going to be racing off and getting a blow dry.
And
there's really
fabulous.
Important things. Yeah.
Well, you have been listening to Dubai Eye 103.8. Ru Kathari, the editor of Harper's Bazaar Interiors Arabia. Much appreciated to have you in our studio.
Thank you.